This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start another week. First week of October 2016 is upon us. Before you know it, Richie, we'll be talking about the end of October, the beginning of November, my birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. As the time moves on, time is 7 after the hour. I did see that Beatles movie over the weekend, 8 days a week. It was quite good. It's an overview, if you haven't heard about it. It's something cleverly done by Ron Howard, who is one of our best directors and producers, I think. A very clever, creative. And so what the movie does is go through their tours of America and what people saw, what they went through, how it was. I'm amazed that they didn't burn out quicker than they did, frankly, given all of the stories. The fact that it took them like 3.5 years of constant touring, constant. This would have broken up any group. And it didn't really break them up. It caused them to think about the value of their lives. Of course, after they've made tens of millions of dollars.
Right.
That's a good movie. It's a good take. Speaking of take, also went to see Snowden, which I found an extraordinarily important movie. Those of you who have not seen it, see it. It gives you a take on this whole business of what the NSA is doing, what's going on in our country. Those of you who pull the rug or the blanket over your head and don't want to know, I hear nothing, I know nothing. This country, and you don't have to go any further.
Just to be upfront, it's a pro-Snowden take.
Extraordinarily pro.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't know whether pro, what does that mean, pro-Snowden? It's pro-America, I think. I was never a fan of Snowden per se.
It shows although, him as a good guy, as
after,
a hero.
Well, he is a good guy. I think what he did was important and something that helped our country understand what's going on in our own country. The reality is, at this point, though, the thing I said to Meredith as we were leaving, he could be the one who's showing the Russians how to do all this hacking that they've been accused of. He could be behind the hacking that Russia has been accused
of.
Whether they really are doing what, you can take that with a grain of salt sometimes, but I'm going to bet the way he was portrayed and the way you've read, you've gone independent means you can find how intelligent this guy was and how he really did figure out a lot of stuff. So is he capable, or is his brain, his experience, something that could align with the Russians' desire to screw with us? Yeah, of course. I think that. He's there for a 3-year visa. They got to get something out of him, I would have thought. And I didn't realize his girlfriend had gone there to be with him. So he's there with the girlfriend.
Why would she submit herself to that?
She wouldn't. Because she loves the guy. If you see that, if you believe what you see in the movie.
Let me tell you something. That's true love.
It is. That's what I said, too.
Wow.
That is true love. Yes. So, in light of that, or in line with that, there's a big WikiLeaks release coming, it would appear, this week, shaking up the presidential race. Here's a little more to that story. Well, maybe there's...
WikiLeaks is ready to shake up the presidential race this week, if this tweet is to be believed. On Sunday morning, prominent Donald Trump supporter Roger Stone tweeted, "Wednesday, Hillary Clinton is done. Hashtag WikiLeaks." Stone is a longtime political consultant who was affiliated with the Trump campaign until August 2015. This sort of prediction might not seem like it carries a ton of weight, given the predictor. Stone has a bit of a habit of making inflammatory statements about Clinton on Twitter. Even so, if you're going to make a prediction, this one makes some sense. WikiLeaks released a trove of records from the Democratic National Committee back in July. Plus, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has previously hinted upcoming releases, like in this interview from early September.
We're quite confident about it now. We might put out some teasers, as I don't want to promise anything because you have to see how the formatting goes, but we might put out some teasers as early as the next week or the week after.
It doesn't look like there's any strong indication that now is the time for a leak. We'll find out Wednesday whether or not Stone's prediction is right.
If they really want to have maximum damage, they do that if they have it, if they're going to do it sometime before the next debate. Anyway, there are a number of reports floating around that the release of the documents is going to happen, it's not going to happen, but I see something here that WikiLeaks, as of last night, said that it will happen this week, and Julian Assange will have more to say about it tomorrow. So, there we go. Boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and folks everywhere who are interested in this, I'm not. I don't think it'd make a bit of difference in, well, it may make some difference in people. I wish the guy, Madam Secretary's season premiered last night, that show with Tia Leone and Carradine. Keith Carradine is the president. I wish that he was running. He's actually, and the theory, the synopsis behind the show, Richie, is that he is going to run as an independent, and the information, this is really...
only in Hollywood.
Well, I don't know, maybe now, because Gary Johnson has shot himself in the foot, he'll never get amounts to anything vote-wise, he just doesn't...
If you want one reason not to smoke pot, Gary Johnson is that reason.
yeah. And so I'm in a real fix, I don't know what to do, frankly. I really am. I mean, I don't find any from...
You're like my wife. She's on the beach.
I don't know what to do.
She's like, I can't. I don't want any of them.
Yeah. I might write my own name in.
Why not?
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, the whole idea here is that there is, behind the business, the TV show, Madam Secretary, the president has lost the support of his party, but he still has great public support. So the public support looks like it could keep the other two candidates from getting enough votes to win in the Electoral College. That's the theory. Once again, it gives you cause to think, whether it's a TV show or not, it's a good educational tool to understand how the system works. The system, your vote doesn't mean a damn thing. In reality, it wouldn't make any difference how I voted. If I voted in Massachusetts or California, the two states that I live in, because my vote isn't going to go the way the rest of the state goes anyway. No matter how you slice it, it isn't going to make me a voter.
It's like when I used to live in Maryland, but now that I live in Virginia, I actually have a chance to make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't. So I'll make a difference by having a conversation about it on the air.
There you go.
But the knowing and understanding how the Electoral College works is an important step. This ought to be something that's talked about in every school.
By the way,
your son is old enough to be having a conversation about this in school.
You know, and they do. They absolutely are. And the other show that he watched with me was Designated Survivor.
Did he?
So he watched the first episode with me where they have somebody that sits, 3 miles away, 4 miles away, just in case something happens at the Capitol during the State of the Union address. So we got to kind of go through that whole scenario. And, obviously he didn't realize that was the case and thought it was very interesting.
I don't think most people do. I think that's one of the reasons this time of year, I think that's one of the reasons the ratings were stronger for that show. The first week almost 15 million people watched it, which was the numbers back to the days of 24, when you had that kind of numbers watching a television show. Hasn't happened since then. So
even Kiefer Sutherland's character goes, "What's a designated survivor?"
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody knows what that is. I didn't know. And the ratings the second week were higher than the first week. So the spin on it is very good. The word of mouth, if you will, is very good. And you know what I'm finding myself doing? I have two or three shows that I watch that I'm watching after the fact, not watching them when they're on.
Hey, welcome to technology land.
Okay, Rizzy, there you go. Yep, it's 16 past the hour. The floods and the perfect storm, maybe, is brewing in the Caribbean. Talk about that in a moment.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Events brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Putty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
You're turning green and wishing the bow would stop a rocking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share some tips on how to avoid seasickness next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Seasickness ruins diving trips, vacations, and travel for many. Everyone is susceptible, and there are hundreds of gadgets, procedures, medicines, herbs, foods touted as cures. The truth is, we really don't know how to prevent it. However, you can reduce the risk by being rested, nourished, and hydrated. If you're feeling apprehensive, avoid eating a couple hours before you embark. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
All right, 19 after the hour. Haiti bracing for flooding, violent winds, dangerous Hurricane Matthew, powerful storm moving into the western hemisphere. Haiti, the poorest country after that. By the way, it's a Category 4 hurricane. Winds 135 miles an hour as of early this morning, passing east of Jamaica, and then very close to the southwestern tip of Haiti. A hurricane center in Miami says it'll also hit the tip of Cuba. Not a lot of people live at the area where Cuba, this part of Cuba, is going to be affected. 40 inches of rain.
Wow.
In Haiti. Mudslides. 40 inches of rain. Remember what we saw after the earthquake with those flimsy houses and the corrugated buildings?
Yeah, yeah.
Those will all be gone. My God, with those kind of winds and that kind of rain, that island's going to be wiped out. rain will affect parts of Jamaica, as you can imagine. A lot of homes in that area, they're not much better than the homes that we're talking about in Haiti. I've seen it. It's really a mess. Wow, this is going to be some story during the course of the week. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dede Gluck is deputy editor of Beauty at More Magazine. She's here to discuss Fashion Week, which is in full swing. Award season's coming upon us, officially kicking off with several good television programs. There is a lot of interest in what's going on the runways this year and every year. And here with the straight scoop on what's going on, the hottest beauty trends, et cetera, is Dede Gluck. So where do we start, Dede?
Well, let's start with great skin. Great skin is more in fashion than ever. We see a lot of it on the red carpets and the runway. And one especially easy way to get it is with Nivea In-Shower Body Lotion, a patented formula which moisturizes instantly with no sticky feel. As the name implies, you apply it right in the shower, which makes it super convenient and easy. After you lather up and rinse off, you apply it while your skin is still wet, and it leaves you soft and hydrated and radiant for 24 hours. And it's available in 4 great-smelling fragrances: nourishing, smoothing, hydrating, and now there's also cocoa butter for very dry skin. And it's available at food, drug, and mass retailers nationwide.
How much attention does this sort of thing get when we're going through? I mean, people, you ask, you hear the interviewers asking about dresses and who made this or that. How often do you hear one of the stars asked, what do you put on your face?
Actually, there is a lot of attention on that. I think, you know, the better the technology gets, the more the more you see people on social media, the more people are really looking at skin in addition to, you know, obviously the clothing as well. But there's really a premium on beauty because it's so visible.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And the cameras are getting, you know, the bigger screens, the pixels. You can see every pimple.
That's right. It's for better and for worse.
Yeah, exactly. All right, now we've taken care of our skin. What's next?
Well, another fun place and very easy place to try on a fashion trend is on your nails. And CND, the makers of everyone's favorite long wear polishes, shellac, which stays on for 14 days, and Vinylux, which is a weekly polish, they've been collaborating with designers for over 20 years, and they've really sort of redefined nails and nail art as the ultimate accessory. And this year they partnered with Libertine and Alice and Olivia by Stacey Bendett. For Libertine, the look was inspired by 70s and 80s punk rock, and it was really cool. The models had one look on one hand and a different look on the other, and it was sort of a clash of high contrast texture and color, soft and bright versus dark and edgy. And they called it, in fact, a split-style mani. And at the other end of the spectrum, there was the partnership with Alice and Olivia, which the nails were inspired by 18th century tarot cards. They called it a palm French manicure. It's basically a fun twist on a basic French manicure. And there was a crescent swoop of dusty rose down one side of the nail and a single palm leaf down the other. And you can actually see these looks and see more about the products at cnd.com. And for skin, you can go again to NiviaUSA.com.
So what does Dee Dee Gluck use? What is she like best?
I am actually a very big believer in great skin, so I'm a big fan of the in-shower body lotion. I mean, there's nothing worse than feeling itchy and dry all day, and you know, you realize that you know, dress covers, especially, say, a short-sleeve dress, only covers so much of you. The rest of it's on your skin to look good.
All right, you've given us something to think about. I don't know whether the men in the audience are going to think about this, but I bet the women are going to keep an eye out, not only for themselves, but what else can they look at when all these people come on television before all of the awards. So thank you for that information. Dee Dee Gluck is the deputy editor in the beauty department at Moore Magazine. So we have that info for you here. Thank you, Dee Dee.
Motivated employees are good, as long as the motivation is not to sabotage your farm or ranch. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
You know those undercover employee videos of alleged farm animal abuse? How do you make sure that won't happen on your place? You can start by being more careful with hiring. So says Tiffany Lashmet, an agricultural law specialist with Texas AgriLife Extension.
Dairy farmers, poultry producers, feedlot operators need to be real careful when they're hiring employees and make sure that they kind of do their due diligence to make sure they know, you know, exactly who they're hiring and that they're hiring somebody who's there for the proper purpose.
Lashmet says it's okay to ask a job applicant if they're associated with any animal rights organizations, and it's okay not to hire them if they are. She says those organizations are not a protected class as far as hiring rights are concerned.
The basic rule of thumb that I think people need to follow is you want to just make sure that you're being fair to everybody and you're not asking any questions that can be construed as discriminatory.
I'll have more in tomorrow's show. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a beautiful day.
Here we are to work our way through the blockheadedness of government, if you will. I am really so tired of the things that are just blanking stupid that go on in this country.
When are we going to grow up? When are people who have...
What happened?
The FCC is fining somebody for a game that took place in 2004, I think, or 2006, because the microphones on the field picked up an effing shout over by some players. And now the FCC wants to fine the stations, all of them that were on the network, some ridiculous fine, a fee. At what point do we grow up and understand whether we like it or we don't like it?
I
don't.
It's all the time, though.
Of course it is. That's almost what I'm saying.
Almost every week you can hear a sideline mic pick up something.
Yeah.
Almost. Right. I hear it at least a couple times a season.
Yeah. So at what when do we get over this? Even though it's not something you want your children to hear, they hear it all the time. They hear it starting at the earliest ages. Some of them know what it means. Some of them don't know what it means. But for us to be chasing these cowards at the FCC, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Republican administration or a Democrat administration. There's so much confusing information about court rulings and community standards. For those of you who do not know, the FCC fines stations, commercial radio and television stations that are on the grid. The FCC has control over standard issuance of licenses for these stations. For example, I'm going to guess that probably 10 million of you, let's just use this number, 10 million of you listen to this program on the radio, and 7 million of you listen on some device to a podcast that's a delayed broadcast of the program. Okay? So the FCC would have sway over what you hear on the stations, the 10 million of you listening to regular radio stations, but has no sway over what you hear on LinkedIn, on any of the digital platforms, DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.com, CRNTalk.com, TalkStream Live, Genesis Radio, all of those, the FCC has nothing to do with them. And so we have this arcane, just plain stupid effort to chase these stations around, and frankly, the radio business isn't that good a business anymore. So most stations are just barely making it work, especially the mom and pop stations or the individual or some of the small companies that own these stations. So why is it that we haven't, the government is so clueless, or these people that get into these jobs are so narrow-minded about, so where do these people come from,
law
and how do they get there?
Lawyers.
Well, even lawyers have got some practicality, because they use our money, taxpayer money, to chase these stations around, and they invariably lose, because there is no standard. There's no community standard that people can agree on as to what's obscene. They just don't. There isn't any. There's nothing on the books. So every time a station challenges these, but you got to have money to do it, so a lot of times they're caught between a rock and a hard place because they don't have the money to pay the fine. They don't have the money to hire a lawyer. So when it comes to if Ma and Pa Kettle want to sell their station to somebody, in order to sell the station, let's say you got a smaller station and it's going to be sold for $300,000-$400,000. Some of these smaller stations in the smaller markets, that's all the folks that own them are going to get. So you got a fine that's tens of thousands of dollars. In order to transfer the license from the old company to the new company, if the fine hasn't been paid, that's the only way the FCC collects. The only way they get the money is to get the money at the time of transfer when you want to sell. Because it doesn't go to court then. They just say, no, we're not going to transfer the license. We're not going to agree to this. And so the station goes dark. It's just not in the public interest. There's nothing about this that's in the public interest. And it's happened in the most recent example of it is happening in Roanoke, Virginia. And this is, it's ridiculous. This is the kind of stuff where government is so out of control, is so big, so out of touch. And this is the stuff that the Trump and Bernie Sanders have been talking about. The asinine thing. This FCC thing has grown into a monstrosity. And there, you can look at any agency of government. They're pretty much all the same. They're out of control. And so under the circumstances, what do we do? What do you, you make sure that you know what's going on. And there are, if there's so much of this stuff, though, nobody knows where to start. I mean, after going to see the Snowden movie over the weekend, talking as we came out of all the things that are wrong in government, how do you fix it? How do you deal with the NSA, regardless of whether the guy is a hero or he's not, or whether it's exaggerated or not? The stuff is still going on. Everybody now knows what's going on. And are we powerless to change it? Is it so big? Is everything in government so we've allowed it? They have. Look at Donald, the controversy about Donald Trump and his taxes. He may have lost $1 billion in his businesses in 1 year, and the IRS rules allow you to write off the losses over a period of time. So it's very likely he didn't pay any taxes. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know enough about his business dealings, but I know that if you're creating jobs, and see, this is what people don't think about. I'm not here as a defender of Donald Trump by any stretch of the imagination, because I think the guy's a buffoon sometimes. But I think what he's done and what we're talking about is a good education into how the system works. He has provided hundreds of thousands of jobs over the years in his various construction, building hotels and building office buildings and building golf courses or whatever he builds. He's a developer. And he's been responsible for paying, you know, there's an argument about whether he stiffed some people. That's not the point. He's provided jobs, and that has helped the American economy. And that's what the IRS intention was when they made, I mean, how do you pay taxes if you don't make any money? Now you can say, well, you can fiddle with the numbers and yada, yada, yada. You got smart accountants. This is all part of what I'm telling you. The system is so complicated. It's so unruly. It's out of control that nobody can quite figure out what's going on anywhere anymore. And I started this conversation here, a diatribe or monologue or whatever you want to call it, thinking about how foolish it is to be suing a radio station for something that it really had no control over because somebody in the crowd yelled an obscenity. They're going to fine the radio station. What asinine thinking. It is just asinine. So it's something we ought to be revolting against, I think. In a moment, Robin Williams' widow publishes an open letter about what Robin Williams went through in his last months. We'll have that for you in a few moments, 43 past the hour.
What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it put the future in danger? Tonight on NBC.
This guy went back in time trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
From the creator of Supernatural and Revolution, and the creator of The Shield, the premiere of Timeless.
Who are you? We're actually...
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless premieres after The Voice, tonight on NBC.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint.
So, Pete, you upgraded your phone and your carrier. Smart.
Sprint. I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount, subject to $30 activation fee. Credit and valid ported. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, and 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, and cloud options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
All right, let's see, 46 past the hour. Those of you who are fans of Robin Williams will be very interested in what his widow, Susan, has shared. The story of her husband's final months. The bottom line here, well, let's listen to her talk about it, and then we'll talk about what the bottom line is in her request.
Looking back, I see that weekend, that time frame, as really the beginning of what became just a firestorm of symptoms that started raining down on Robin.
Susan Schneider Williams, widow of Robin Williams, is speaking out about her experience with Lewy body dementia, the disease that led to her husband's suicide. In an open letter, Schneider Williams wrote of the years leading up to her husband's death and what she calls the terrorist inside his head. Schneider Williams describes a complete personality change in Williams. She said her husband became more paranoid and anxious than he'd ever been in the years they've known each other. But the letter isn't just the story of Williams' diagnosis. It also serves as an impassioned plea to those fighting LBD. Schneider Williams wrote, "This is a personal story, sadly tragic and heartbreaking, but by sharing this information with you, I know that you can help make a difference in the lives of others."
So, the description of what happened at the end of his life, he literally lost his mind. A lot of people thought he lost his mind during his career because he was just that kind of character. But she describes it as a terrorist inside his brain. Good Lord. Paranoia, anxiety, depression, delusions, insomnia, physical and mental symptoms he couldn't be lived with. He used to say, "I just want to reboot my brain." Ultimately, Parkinson's got him, but apparently he had a lot more going on in his brain and his body than that. And one wonders about the chemicals that he used. How much, I didn't know whether he was a big drug, I don't think he was a big drug user, was he?
I think back in the day, yeah.
Yeah, early on. Yeah. You mean the good morning Vietnam era? Of his career.
The Morgan Mindy era.
Morgan Mindy.
But he was just like off the hook all the time.
She said it felt, their last day felt like a long date. They did everything they loved to do during their marriage, and as they went to sleep, they ended with their customary "good night, my love." And then we all know what happened after that. So perhaps a good treatise. And what, I don't know that there's an answer. I mean, what do you do? How do you work through this stuff? But there's so much in brain disease. You focus on the football players whose brains get mushed up, or sports people, but people and their drug usage, and just what we do to our bodies. Wow. What a lesson this is. So that's the Robin Williams story. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Let's talk about something that's going on this month. We've put September behind us, and we've got October in front of us. And one of the things that will be in the awareness quotient will be the fact this is National Cybersecurity Month, something that more and more and more becomes important to all of us, reminding us that digital citizenry requires us to be aware of how to be safe online, the security, the responsibility that we all have. This conversation is Michael Kaiser, who is with the National Cybersecurity Alliance, and also Benjamin Scribner, who serves as the acting chief of the Cyber Education and Awareness Branch in the Office of Cybersecurity and Communication at the Homeland Security Department. Man, by the time I get finished introducing you guys, we're all out of time. It's a very difficult situation we find ourselves in. Let's outline, if we can, Mr. Scribner, the various weeks. I know you have broken the month down into 5 weeks, and things are, for the purposes of awareness, are being handled that way. So you, if you want to outline this, what people should be thinking about and how we're going to make people more aware as we dedicate our thinking to this, help yourself.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, so National Cybersecurity Awareness Month is a great opportunity for all of us to really focus in on some of the challenges that we all face with cybersecurity. We celebrate National Cybersecurity Awareness Month because it's a time to bring focus to the issues of cybersecurity and how everyone has to play a role. And October is a time for us to see how cyber impacts Americans in all aspects of their lives, at home, at school, at work, on the go, because we have mobile devices today, and it's all the time in between as well. So through this lens, we are focusing how we can see and recognize that cybersecurity is a shared responsibility for all of us. Whether it's protecting our families from identity theft, protecting our workplaces from cyber attacks, protecting our communities from cyber predators, everyone has a role to play in making the internet safer for ourselves and everyone.
So this first week is focused on having people think about how they're connecting, some basic steps to safety and security. Is this most recent thing with the Yahoo, 500 million people had some kind of hacking done to their Yahoo identity? Is this the kind of stuff we're talking about?
Yeah, we are. This is really Stop, Think, Connect is that simple way for people to remember that they need to take security precautions, that they need to think about the consequences of anything they might be doing online, sharing information, clicking on a link. And then the connection part is really about how it enables you to use the internet more robustly. If you're safer and more secure, you can actually, we look at security as giving you more opportunities to do more online than stopping you. And the Yahoo case is a great case. I mean, here's a case where 500 million accounts got compromised. Yahoo actually has something called multi-factor authentication that's available for free on every single one of their accounts. And that's, in response to the Yahoo account, if you have one, turn on that multi-factor authentication. We like to say, with a new campaign we actually just launched, lock down your login. And that's what that multi-factor or that strong authentication does. It helps you add a layer to your credentials to be safer online.
Let's carry that one step further, Mr. Kaiser. Our children... looking out at the parents educating children, we're talking to parents and adults here, but aren't children as big a problem as adults in terms of awareness?
I think actually what we find across the board, there's a lot of concern in all age groups. In fact, we just completed a study with Microsoft where 50% of the 13 to 17-year-olds, this might be hard to believe, indicated that unauthorized account access was their biggest concern about being online, right? So they're thinking about this, right? We've actually done a pretty good job. They're thinking about what it means to protect their vital information. But they still need a lot of education, right? And I think the key with young people is that while we can teach them some of these things, parents always teach their kids about good judgment. And making good judgments online is something that only comes with time, discussion, and, reviewing with young people what they're doing and how to do it well.
All right. If you go to staysafeonline.org, stay safe online, all one word, staysafeonline.org. You can get the background information and educate yourself. Good time to do it is during National Cybersecurity Month. Our thanks to both Michael Kaiser from the National Cybersecurity Alliance and to Benjamin Scribner from the Department of Homeland Security.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.